The Pepsin and Company presents Mickey Mouse.
Hi, folks.
With Minnie, Donald Duck, and all the Disney gang. It's Mickey's show, and today the gang goes through the magic mirror to attend the annual Mother Goose Land Jamboree at the court of Old King Cole. And now...
Hey, you want to know a secret?
No. And now
hey,
we have...
Hey, John. Donald and me's got a big business deal. Yeah,
well.
Listen, Goofy, will you please take Donald and your big secret over in the corner till I get through? And now, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh,
hello, Mickey.
How are you, John?
Oh, I'm fine, Minnie. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Oh, I'm fine.
This is so fine.
Say, Minnie, as I remember, the last time you and Mickey went to Mother Goose Land, Old King Cole asked you to play for him, and you'd forgotten your music, remember?
Uh-huh. But we won't get caught this time. Mickey and I have something whipped up in case they call on us again.
Whipped up nothing. He's had me practicing for 3 months.
3 months? Well, this must be quite an opus.
Well, no, but it is pretty difficult, though. It's called a chopstick.
Oh, chopstick. Uh-huh. Is that difficult?
Sure. Wait for it.
You see, Felix Mills made the arrangement for us.
Oh, well, that's different. How about playing it for us?
How about it, Mickey?
Yeah, well, sure. I don't care.
I suppose Felix's orchestra fits into it somewhere, though.
Yes, it does. A little.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, presenting that old classic chopstick with Mickey and Minnie sitting side by side on the piano bench and Felix Mills and the orchestra playing the accompaniment. A little. Oh, I'm sorry, Clara. Yes, and Madam Clara Cluck will turn the pages for Mickey and Minnie. Yesterday, I was out at the Santa Anita racetrack, so today I'm not particularly fond of the word tip. Nevertheless, I am going to give you a friendly tip that's not a risky gamble at all. My tip is this. Select either Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing irium, and you can be sure you've picked a winner. You see, Pepsodent containing irium literally works wonders on teeth whose true beauty is handicapped by dull, dingy surface stains. Yes, it speedily loosens these stubborn stains, so that they gently brush away, revealing natural, pearly brilliance in record time. And all this without grit, pumice, or bleach. So for a sure, safe bet that will win for you all the way, remember my tip. Pepsodent containing irium. The payoff? A sparkling, naturally radiant smile. OK, Okay, what is it, Donald?
Well, about our secret.
Well,
Dad? Oh, good. It's about our secret.
Yeah?
Me and Donald, you're going to put the goose that laid the golden eggs under contract.
The goose that laid the golden egg, huh?
Yeah, yeah, she'll be at the Mother Goose Laying Ball.
You're sure of that, of course.
Oh, absolutely. Time
for Canada. Yeah, we're going to be our managers. Did you see this here contract, John? The last 15 pages are options. We pay her $2 a week the first 52 years, and $3 therein.
Oh, I catch. And you two agents get all the golden eggs she lays, huh?
Yeah, John, do you realize that we can get a dime apiece for them golden eggs?
Well, Donald, you might get two bits on a rising market.
Yeah, let him know. We're going to star her in pictures. You might even put her in Bonneville if she can lay five a day.
Well, do you two bandits actually intend to bring the goose back through the mirror?
Yeah, you bet, but don't you dare tell Mickey.
No.
Yes, sir, John. You know, John, a goose like that belongs in Hollywood. First off, she's got natural ability. Second off, the pictures is on the look for new faces.
Hey, you two guys, get a move on.
Oh, okay, Mickey, call the mirror. We're sure going with you.
Okay, wave to the magic mirror. I command this to appear.
What is thy command?
In Mother Goose Land we like to be, when King Golden is tambourine.
Thy command shall be obeyed.
Look, gang, the picture's starting to form. See there on the side of the hill? What? Why, it's little Bo Peep and her flock of sheep. And there's Jackie Horner and Mary with her little lamb. And look down the road. There goes Simple Simon. And over here, what? Why, that's King Cole's castle.
Yeah. Oh, what a beautiful castle. Just like in picture books.
Getting closer. Look, you're going right inside of it. There you are. It's taking you right into King Cole's throne room.
What all for? Come on, everybody, through the mirror.
Hello, guys. Have a good time.
Oh, Mickey, isn't this throne room beautiful?
Yeah, and the floor's so shiny you can use it for a looking glass. Gosh, I forgot to brush my hair.
Hey, look at those three fellows with the fiddles.
You mean them guys with the red gold pants?
Goofy, those are uniforms, and I think they're magnificent. I bet they were all King Cole's three fellows, remember? Let's go over and ask them.
Hey, Fancy Pants, ain't you old King Cole's fiddlers?
We're His Majesty's musicians, and we're proud of our position. We play everything from plain to symphony. Mr. Bopp or Mr. Handel couldn't even hold a candle to our classic execution of the bee.
What?
We are only too delighted that you folks have been invited. You're as welcome as the flowers in the spring. All the guests are just assembling. Soon the raptors will be trembling and the party will be getting into swing.
Hey, who's that fellow up there in a chandelier? Why doesn't he come down and join the party?
That's the famous Humpty Dumpty. He's afraid that if he jumps, he would be a scrambled egg and quite a dumb one. And you find old Mother Hubbard over there inside the cupboard. She is looking for a bone to pick with someone.
Gee willikers, looky over there. The old woman who lived in a shoe.
And she has so many children that she finds it most bewildering. She has triplets, she has singles, twins, and deuces.
Full house.
And over in this corner, we've a fellow named Jack Horner with 100 other friends of Mother Goose's.
Oh, Mickey, aren't they wonderful? There's little Bobby Tucker and Jack and Jill.
Gosh, who's this little girl with a big chain?
I'm Little Bo Peep. I lose my sheep and I can never find them.
They'd be all right if tail lights were fastened on behind them.
There's little McFarland there on a tuffet, eating her curds away.
And the first one who's fighter, I'll sit down beside her.
Come on, Wah. Come on, Wah.
He just don't know the other half. when I get girls, it makes them laugh.
There's Mary with her little lamb who sleeps as white as snow. But didn't he follow her to school? That's what I'd love to know.
He followed me to school one day, according to the tune. He's been there every day since then and graduates next June.
Make way for His Majesty, King Cole.
Oh, look, Missy. Here he comes, down at the end of the corridor.
Old King Cole. Old King Cole. Here's a merry old song.
Another year, another inch, and all around the middle. and I'm hundreds of years old.
Oh my goodness. Where is Her Majesty, the Queen of Hearts?
Oh, well, she's fine, fine. Oh. She's out in the pantry eating bread and honey. After old trick, come on. She'll be delighted to see you two again.
Oh, yes.
Hey, don't. Wait a minute.
What's the matter?
Look over there alongside the throne. He's got a goose. Hold, we've struck pay dirt. That there critter is the goose that lays the golden eggs.
Are you absolutely sure?
Well, of course I'm absolutely sure. Look at her. You can always tell class. Yep, it's her, all right. Donald, you know what's underneath them feathers? Bullion. She's plumb full of bullion. Soup. No, bullion, solid gold. She's a vault full of gold. And boy, we got the combination. Now watch, quiet now. I'll take a handful of corn out of my pocket and lure her close so that we can size up her picture possibility. Here, goosey. Oh, boy, look at her gobble that corn.
Yep.
Pretend to ignore her. I mean, gotta look ignorant.
You want to do it now?
Yep, you sure do. We gotta make her think we're Hollywood big shots, and then we'll sign her up. I'm gonna act now. You know, Donald, when I had lunch with Daryl and Louis V yesterday, I says to Daryl, I says, Daryl, what pictures need is new faces. Why don't you give that part of Scarlet O'Hara to a goose? Yeah, and what do you think Daryl said? Hey, look, Donald, she's impressed, but she's still eating. All we gotta do now is sign her up. You let me do the talking, and when I say wow, You shove the contract in fountain pen header and say, sign here. Let's kind of try it out now, huh?
Okay.
Wow. That's perfect. Now watch me rush her off on her feet. Madam, how would you like to be in picture? Wow. What do you say, sister? Listen, girlie. Did anybody ever tell you that laying golden eggs is a rare gift? Come to Hollywood and I'll make you the talk of the town. Wow. What do you say, sister? Oh, shucks. She just keeps on eating.
Yes.
Okay, Donald, you go ahead and play. I'll be there in a minute. I want to tell Mrs. Goose that you're serenading her. Maybe that will help a little.
Hear ye, friends, and be it known that by very special orders of the king upon his throne, Sir Donald Duck and all his Westwood band will entertain with a very modern number by mere bistouche. By mere bistouche, bistouche. Oh, it means that you're grand.
Our gullet with a dainty dish prepared by Her Majesty the Queen. Bring on the blackbird pie.
Bring on the blackbird pie. Sweet, sweet blackbird pie.
Sing a song of six and a pocket full of rye. 4 and 20 blackbirds baked in a pie. When the pie was open, the birds began to sing. Now isn't that a dainty thing to set before a king?
Hey, hey, Donald. Wait a minute. Here comes that goose again. Now's our chance. No, listen, sister. Come on, make up your mind. Get off the dime, will you? Opportunity knocks but once, madam. This is your last chance to be a movie queen and live in sunny California. Tell her about our climate, Donald. Yeah, what's more, in California, we have climate all year round. And on a clear day, you can see the sun. Come to Hollywood and be a movie queen. Furs, jewels, swimming pools in every room. And it's all yours, sister, for a couple of golden eggs a day. And, sister, you can't take them with you. Wow! What do you say, beautiful? Hey, listen, Donald. Did you hear that? Sounded to me like she said, please, fellas, I can't write. Sign for me. Yeah, give me that pen, huh? Say, did you ever stop to realize, Donald, that all three of us spell our name just plain old X? There. Now, looky, sister. You're signed up for 52 years, all legal. What do you say to that? Okay, Mickey.
Hear ye, subjects of the king. His majesty requests that we begin to sit. Oh, start the music.
Uneasy lies the head, they say, that wears the crown upon it. Mine doesn't bother me at all. Last week I had to pawn it.
Oh, how you do me, love, boy, don't be the same. It's a silly song for anyone to sing.
Because we are the fiddler three, you won't expect it from us. We'll sing a song of pep, so dent, no grip, no bleach, no pummus.
Goofy, have a good time?
Did I? I'll say I did.
Hey, Goofy, what's that you got stuck on your coat?
Goofy, you caught the croup.
Yes, I have.
It ain't a croup. It's a... Look.
Why, Goofy, it's a goose.
What do you mean, eh, goose? The goose? goose that laid the golden egg.
Yeah,
she's crazy. That's impossible.
Of course it is. The goose that laid the golden egg has been dead 1,000 years.
Huh?
Sure, Goofy. Haven't you read the story?
Read? Who, me?
I'm sorry, Goofy. I forgot. But the goose that laid the golden egg has been dead 1,000 years. And what's more, it never even heard of Mother Goose.
No, it's an Aesop's fable, silly Willie.
Hey, hey, listen. You ain't kidding, are you? Me and Donald's got it under contract.
Oh, Goofy, we're not kidding. And what's more, according to that contract, you're stuck for $2 a week for 52 years.
Gosh, Donald, we're ruined.
When you say that, my...
What?
You heard me.
It talks.
You're right, Mickey. It talks English.
What did you expect for $2? Big Latin.
And now, just ask yourself this question. Is my smile winning me my full share of friends, good times, romance? If you are the least bit doubtful, you owe it to yourself to look into the matter of a new, more thorough, more effective dentifrice. Yes, you owe it to yourself to at least try New Day modernized Pepsodent paste or powder containing Irium. For here you have a really winning combination. Pepsodent with Irium. A combination that goes after those dull, dingy surface stains on tooth enamel, brushes these stubborn stains away, leaving your teeth glistening and gleaming with all their full natural brilliance. Let either Pepsodent toothpaste or powder containing Irium help bring your smile that sparkle and natural radiance that helps make friendships and good times come your way. Time to say goodbye till next week.
Yeah, goodbye, folks. Goodbye, everybody.
And Donald, I suppose your friend the goose will be with us next week.
Oh,
no. Oh, yes, I will. It's payday. I'll arrange to be here. Over your dead body. And I'll arrange that, too.
Tune in again next Sunday at the same time when the Pepsodent Company will again present Mickey Mouse and all the Disney gang. This program has come to you from the Disney Little Theater on the RKO lot. Heard on this program where Someday My Prince Will Come, Hi Ho, and the Silly Song from the picture Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs, and by Mere Mr. Jane from Love, Honor, and Behave. The orchestra was under the direction of Felix Mill. John Easton speaking. This is the... Right you are. This is the National Broadcasting Company.